welcome to Last Week in AWS. Let's get after it. Amazon Aurora MySQL includes optimizations that reduce the database restart time by up to 65%. Isn't this precisely the sort of thing that managed services are supposed to abstract away from the customer having to care about? RDS remains frustrating in this regard. Amazon EKS adds support for customer-managed IAM policies. I feel like it's now easier for me to strip permissions from overly chatty EKS clusters to log their nonsense to CloudWatch logs. That's expensive at scale, and you can't turn it off. AMI, block public access, now enabled for all new accounts and existing accounts with no public AMIs. Apparently, AWS has finally woken up and decided to put an end to the high school prom culture of everyone has access with their AMIs. I'll never understand why this wasn't the default 15 years ago. AWS Config now supports 19 new resource types. Oh, balls. Config is about to get more expensive again. AWS Marketplace announces enhanced private offer user experience for sellers. This is no joke. I've done a few private offers over the past year, and to say that the old interface was bad is being considerably more charitable than I usually am. AWS Repost introduces selections. If this had more content or a user base that wasn't tiny and was cited in more places than dismissive replies from official AWS accounts on Twitter, this could turn into something. Go fix those things and find out, team. EC2 Hibernate now supports 20 additional instance families on EC2 Spot. I'm sorry, I still can't wrap my head fully around the idea that I have to check on a feature-by-feature basis whether I can do something on a given EC2 instance type. Announcing general availability of Amazon EC2 M2 Mac instances for macOS, just in time for M3 Macs to drop later this week. Coming in right under the wire with this one. Comparing AWS Lambda ARM versus x86 performance, cost, and analysis. Ooh, exciting. AWS is pitting Lambda ARM and x86 against each other in a performance cost analysis smackdown. I wonder if the custom in-house chips that they're pushing hard for everyone to use somehow come out ahead of the expensive Intel/AMD offerings. It's a real nail-biter here, folks. How Infosys built an enterprise knowledge management assistant using generative AI on AWS. Infosys already has a naturally intelligent knowledge management assistant and also attorney that I'm quite fond of. Listener, I married her. Rotate your SSL/TLS certificates now. Amazon RDS and Amazon Aurora expire in 2024. Another day, another didn't we leave this behind in the dark ages moment. The replacement certs expire in either 40 or 100 years, depending upon which one you select. You're burying a generational landmine here because you know that those systems will still be here to haunt our great-grandchildren. Build ROSA clusters with Terraform. The problem with articles like this is they tend to send the message, okay, after a decade of proving otherwise, pretend suddenly you're about to start making smart decisions. Build a web-based cryptocurrency wallet tracker with Amazon-managed blockchain access and query. Every article like this on the AWS database blog erodes their hard-earned reputation as a serious division of a serious company. Why AWS is the best place to run Rust. The Rust Evangelism Strike Force and AWS Marketing team up to talk about work at you. What's top of mind for chief data officers going into 2024? What the hell is my job and what am I supposed to be doing day-to-day is the honest answer. EFA. How fixing one thing lead to an improvement for everyone, from the AWS HPC blog. It led to an improvement. When the word LEAD is pronounced like lead, you're talking about the element. Now, not to bury the lead, but this is a good story about how good acts can perpetuate other downstream positive outcomes. Is generative AI the answer to all questions? Of course it isn't. I choose to believe that this is the start of an open letter to AWS's executive leadership, begging them to let off the gas on the generative AI torrent and get back to things that actually matter to their customers. How to download your AWS Resilience Hub assessment results. You click the clearly labeled download button in the console, right? Right? Oh my God, you didn't build one of those. So this article is one of your glue a bunch of tools together and do Amazon's work for them pieces, isn't it? Gain practical experience building with Amazon Code Whisperer through AWS Jam. Remember, it's called AWS Jam because they can't very well AWS jelly sales pitches for their various products down your throat now, can they? Boost your AWS proficiency with solution-focused immersion days. I, too, find that my AWS proficiency improves after attempting to drown myself in the river, or, when it comes to machine learning, the toilet. Summary of the AWS service event in the Northern Virginia, U.S. East 1 region. This is the first postmortem in a while from AWS, and it's fascinating reading. It's wild to me just how much internal AWS stuff, including other services, depend on Lambda as a foundational building block. This write-up is amazing and is a strong contender for best thing out of AWS in 2023. I sincerely adore this thing. And finally, AWS disallowing resale of reserved instances that were purchased at a discount. This was an email that was sent to some customers, not an official AWS post, but I'm here for it. A number of crappy resellers were buying our eyes for their customers under volume discount programs and then applying them to customer environments. There's no real value to this past what customers can do on their own with a little bit of work. The only actual value is in the discount sharing. Trouble is, this has been against the AWS RI Marketplace's terms of service since it launched. I have no sympathy. If you build a business on top of a TOS violation, you've made an ethical choice that I can't understand. This was always inevitable. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. We continue.